what's up, AfterBuzzers and Siren fans? We are back for another episode. You guys, The Last Mermaid was filled with so much. Rin mates on land, Xander can't reach Nicole, and Ben finds a new wing to the military. Stay tuned for more.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Thursday. We are so excited to be back. It is another Thursday, episode 14. We're trying to figure this out. Yeah. Episode 13, episode 14. Yeah. There's only 16 episodes in total for season two, you guys. So we're almost
there,
towards the end. And with last week's interview with Rena Owen, we are so thankful that she was able to make it last week. She told us that we are in for a treat for the season finale, which is, we can't wait. So there's so much to cover, but before we do that, I want to go ahead and introduce my lovely co-host. How are you doing today, Carla?
God, I can't believe it's flown by. We're almost there. I know. I can't wait for the finale. It's been
exactly
amazing.
Are you having a good Thursday?
Amazing Thursday. Yeah. I'm sorry about your Thursday.
I know, it's been you a little guys, rough. This Thursday has been one of those Thursdays, and I'm like, I think Mercury's in retrograde, and it totally is, but we're going to make it through. We're here. Siren, we're going to break it down. We're going to talk about Rin. We're going to talk Helen, Ben, and Xander. And then we have some news and gossip for you guys. And then we'll do our special segment. And we'll close out with some predictions. So, without further ado, let's start out with Rin.
Well, there's a lot going on with Rin. Especially that I love how she just makes the call about, like, the mating.
Yeah.
It's like, not now, we're here. Or, like, it's just so funny. I can't get over how direct she is.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm just wondering, where is Levi? Like, Levi, they jumped in the water together, and somehow Levi is gone.
So I actually forgot about that part, but I guess my prediction would be wrong. I thought the military took him. That's the impression I was under the whole show. Well, it's my prediction.
Okay.
But I forgot they jumped in the water together.
They did jump in the water together.
But then wouldn't Rin know where he's at if they went in together?
Okay. This can be a little bit out there. Okay. But I have a feeling that Levi really doesn't want to meet. And we know that. So I feel like if he jumped in the water, he booked it. He was like, look.
Bye, girl.
Oh my God, he curved her. He ghosted her, and he was like, sorry, we are not having a baby. And he basically leaves her, and we find this new person. I didn't find a name, and
there
I didn't hear
name.
A name for mm-hmm. the new siren, but he's a very handsome new siren, and she just shows up on land with him. She's like, oh, this is the person I'm mating with. Can you imagine?
Yeah,
that'd be so,
like,
crazy.
Yeah, that's, like, so random. Or, yeah. Like, did they... Oh, they knew each other, though, right?
They knew each other,
okay,
from the waters.
I thought he was random, like a one-night stand. You know, like, come, let's
yeah.
go.
Like, you need to have babies, I need to have babies, let's go make a baby. But Ben is not liking this mating
yeah.
thing, you know? Especially she's mating. I think it would be okay if she were mating with Levi. He probably wouldn't feel as, like, not necessarily intimidated, but he probably wouldn't feel as jealous as he does
yeah.
now, because this is a complete new character, somebody that we don't know anything about and that we're, like, barely meeting.
The thing is he jealous, though? I feel like I originally thought he was jealous, but with time, I don't really know how to read his emotions anymore, because I feel like the whole time he was like, do we trust him? Do we trust him? I don't know. I don't really sense it as jealousy, to be honest.
What do you sense it as?
I think it's more like a territorial thing. Or do they go hand in hand? Maybe.
No. Maybe. Maybe being...
It's like a little possessive. It's weird.
He's possessive.
Yeah,
100%. That's the word.
Because it's a little controlling. It's just, it's much.
And yeah.
It's, I don't think
and
it's
controlling.
So, yeah, 100%. But I think he's losing it.
He is losing it. He had a complete illusion where he basically does the same thing that his, like, grandparent did.
Is it Caleb?
His grandparent? Yeah.
Someone in his family tree.
Yeah.
There's so many panels.
I know. We're trying to find all of them at once.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I guess you can say he's going a little mad just to be safe.
No, yeah, 100%. But I think a lot has to do with the fact that he keeps hearing the song.
Yeah.
Which is what happened with Dr. Decker. Like, he became so infatuated with the song. And then, remember that the, like, brain gets affected by it? And they, like, the black clouds and all that? I think that's what's happening to him.
I think so, too. Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know, but he needs to get it in check because we found a way to cure this, and it's not going to help him if he keeps going back and listening to the siren song. Like, that's totally not going to help. So I'm hoping that he kind of is able to, I think this illusion is really going to help him be like, oh my gosh, I need to get my life together, because if I don't, I could end up doing the same thing that my, like, I could repeat history again, you know?
I wonder if he knows that Caleb did that, though. I mean, we don't know that Caleb had a factor in killing everyone or not. Like, his family tree. Do we know that?
Yeah, no.
To be exact. Well, they think that's what happened. That's what Helen was saying. That they think that Caleb's the one. Because in the letter, she describes how he became aggressive. He started becoming aggressive and he knocked the mom over when she was 6 months pregnant. So I wonder if Ben knows this much detail about, like, their history.
Okay, so I'm trying to remember something, because right now I'm kind of confused.
Okay.
And maybe you could clear some of my confusion.
Okay.
So, Caleb, is Caleb the original person who created the massacre, or was it somebody else down the line?
I think it might be him.
Because if it was him, then this whole time Helen has been telling a story about his great grandpa,
I would assume. Yes. If someone in the live chat knows too.
Yeah, well, if you give guys us help. Look, you guys, I'm normally like, I know exactly like the family and what happened, but after Caleb and Daphne were introduced, I feel like I'm missing something. So if I am missing something, you guys could totally help me out, because there's no better fans than you guys. But yeah, so I definitely have to look more into that to kind of like understand a little bit more about the family. But yeah, it's interesting.
Well, history is definitely repeating itself.
Yeah.
100%. I just wish
it skipped one generation, but skips like a generation every so and then. Yeah, you know?
Usually. I just want Ben to know, or like, because they went into the ocean to get healed, right? Maddie seems fine now. Because she was also having, like, illusions, and now he's, like, going back to his old habits. But he's, like, going back,
yeah.
He's, like, a druggie.
Basically. It's like he's fiending. Like, she is, like, his own personal brand of heroin, basically.
I wonder if they made it, or, like, had, because they stopped having sex, right? I haven't seen him have sex lately. I wonder if he had, like, more
That was, like, the last scene that we saw with them, all three of them together. And they were like, oh, we can't go back to your apartment.
Oh, yeah, Ben and Ren. Well, she's been mad at him. So I wonder if him getting, like love from her, or, like, them making love, I wonder if that, like, kind of helps his problem.
I think that makes it worse because he becomes more, like, I think the siren song is what helps him be mentally connected to her. And I think that the physical touch is what makes them be, like, more physically connected. So I think that in all ways, it's really not helping him. But I don't know, you guys. We need to find out what's going on with Ben, because clearly Ben is not doing great.
This is not
going to
end well.
Yeah, this is not going to end well, because history repeats itself, and we definitely don't want that to happen. But what else? Rin decides to forgive Ben. That happens in this episode. Rin decides that it's going to be okay. She doesn't want him to be upset, and she doesn't want him to not be okay. So she forgives him for not necessarily not telling her the truth. I thought about it a little bit more later on in the day as the days went by. And I guess he didn't lie to her, because he basically didn't lie. She never asked. He just didn't tell her the truth.
I think it's so... I was actually thinking, because I agree with you. I don't think what Ben did was, like, all that horrible. But I think, like, in the ocean, is love that in-depth? Because she seems
to... We didn't even know if love is something happens in the ocean.
It seems like there isn't, because she is, like, so betrayed by it. But it's, like, in reality,
also, you know? The ocean is a, like, matriarchy.
Oh.
And girls are just like, we run the world and we don't really need them besides for mating.
Yeah. So, yeah, I agree with you 100%, though. She was a lot more hurt than she needed to be. But when Maddie explained it to her, like, look, just because your family does things doesn't mean you're like that. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you had a preconceived notion of us and we're so different.
Yeah.
So I think she really helped Rin come to, like,
an understanding. That, like, it's okay. Yeah, makes sense. By the way, it's super sad that the water is so polluted that they can't meet in the water because it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's so sad.
I was like, well, that's basically us killing the ocean.
That basically is what's happening now. Even yeah. with, like, creatures, like mammals and stuff.
It's, yeah, yeah.
They're becoming extinct because we suck.
Basically. do you think Ben's going to get better?
No.
Really?
I think it's going to get... Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's going to get worse. But I think... I'm surprised that no one's catching on to this. Like, no one's even aware of, like, his hysteria.
Well, because he hasn't really shared it, and, like, we only see it, but when it happens, it kind of, like, happens in private, you know?
Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, I would assume, he doesn't... like, even with Maddie, they're supposed to be really close.
Yeah.
And even then, she, like, doesn't, like, if your but friend, like, is off, you know she's off, you know?
Yeah, you know they're off. But also, Maddie had her times when she was off, she was in front of them. She wasn't, like, in hiding. And right now, it's kind of been, like... Ben has been doing this, but in private.
Yeah, I guess so. It makes sense. But I think the only way he's going to, like, get saved is if someone notices. Because he's not going to save himself. How?
Yeah,
he's
no.
too deep into mm-hmm, it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that the solution is really going to help him to move forward with just being like, okay, I need to get myself to feel better. And we hope he feels better because there's a lot of babies on the way. Or at least we hope.
We hope so.
Xander comes across two beautiful new mermaids. Well, one of them isn't new. The other one is new. She's a hunter. And it's mating season. And they're trying to find people to mate. And one of them, the hunter, is just like anybody at this point. But the other girl, she's smart. She's been on land. And she's like, nope, he's not from water. It's not going to work. Which is nice. I thought we were about to witness something
bad.
Bloody. I was like, this is how it went down in Siren. But no, the girl was smart. They save her twice because she decides to be spontaneous. And then Xander delivers the girls and they all go to make a baby.
Yeah, all go make babies together. I was like, is this like an orgy? Like, how does this work?
I know. It was, I mean... Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do to save your race or your
yeah your race technically
yeah your race or your species.
If this was a real life, that guy's living the dream.
Yeah, seriously, he's like, choo. But we're all living the dream here.
Yeah, I loved when like the girl, the last girl, the one that's been attacking everyone,
the hunter.
Yeah,
yeah,
and him see each other. It was like an immediate connection.
I know.
It was so funny. I was like, oh my god, this girl's about to get it.
I know. She was like super excited.
Yeah, I wonder how this whole human baby, or it's not a human baby, but like a mermaid on land works.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I think it'll be really interesting to see if the baby is like a human form or like a hybrid or if it's going to be a siren. We see that it's going to be born in water, so... Will we see a transformation right away? Like, there's so much that could happen that we don't even know.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
Did you notice it was, like, a room full of people watching her give birth? I'm assuming she was giving birth.
Yeah. They're doing, like, a whole ritual with, like, the hybrids because they're going to watch the first
siren baby be born.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard about, like, people having their kids in water and, like, it's totally a thing because most people don't want to get, like, an epidural and it's supposed to be, like, safer and it's more of, like a natural way. But I would be so scared. I want to be
the
like
drugs.
Yeah,
I
would
be
like
aware.
I want to be half asleep, please. But yeah, that there's so much, you guys. I'm just kind of trying to wrap all the thoughts together. But before we move on, we just want to give you guys a shout out and thank you guys so much for joining us here every Thursday. We really, really appreciate it. AfterBuzz is a wonderful platform that allows us to do exactly what we want to do. But let us not stop here. There are so many channels that you guys can go ahead and tune in, watch our other after shows, give us a thumbs up, give us some ratings, give us some comments. We do read your guys' comments, so just let us know that you're there. We're here. We have you guys in the chat, so we're always reading the chat. You guys are the best fans ever. So we're also on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating?
I think it's five stars
on iTunes. I was going to say a thumbs up. That's for YouTube. So, yeah. Thank you guys so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And we will continue on talking about Helen.
Helen's one-liners. I love them. She's amazing.
Yeah, Helen has the best one-liners since, like, last episode till to like this episode. She was like, oh yeah, maybe you could get a piece of that action.
I'm
like,
she cracks me up. I know. I love it.
She's like that person that you just want to hang out with all the time because she's gonna say something great.
Yeah, she's amazing.
But right now Helen has had a really tough story this season because she's been finding out a lot about her family, past, present, future, you know, maybe with Ben being around. But her parents' graves are gone. And we come to find out that towards the end of the episode that the military does have them. And this could be very dangerous for Helen, Beth, like all the hybrids, because they'll know that they exist. Do you trust Beth?
I feel like after this episode, I do.
Okay.
I feel like maybe her off-putting personality comes with her being very controlling, just because she wants her people to be okay, which makes sense, but it's a little much, just because, like, we don't really know the real risk, but she's just afraid of everything possible, like, happening. But I feel like now we saw a softer side of her when she was speaking to Helen and when she got her apology. So I don't dislike her so much anymore.
I know.
Yeah, so I hope she has nothing to do with Levi, though. I feel like that's also a possibility.
That is totally a possibility. Well, what I was thinking is, it totally is going to depend. But I think that maybe we could start trusting her only because we do see her in the previous as she shows up when Rin is about to have her baby and she seems like very excited. I just think that she, you know how some of the Sirens act awkwardly? I think that maybe that's why she acts the way that she does, because she just doesn't really know how to act.
Yeah.
You know?
Because she knows the truth.
Yeah.
So it's like, how does she really fit into society? Or, like, who really gets her?
Yeah.
So maybe you're right, yeah.
So maybe it's like, maybe we can trust her, but not so much.
We're still pessimistic.
I really want to be able to trust her, but she's done so many weird things that I'm not really sure that I will be able to.
Yeah, I feel like that. I feel that way about Nicole. I still don't like her. Is that mean of me?
No, because there's only so much that Nicole can control, and she doesn't necessarily, like, she trusts the military, like, more than she trusts, like, the people that...
I think that's, like, her life. Because it's so, like, it's in her family so much that it's, like, to her, it's, like, above everything else, but I could never.
Yeah, yeah,
above
yeah.
people I care about? No, I'm sorry.
I know.
She's bothering me this episode.
Yeah. I get it. But she's gone right now, and we don't really know where she is, which kind of leads us to our next topic, which is Ben finding a new wing in the military.
That was creepy. I was not expecting all that.
Okay, so first of all, we're here at the military base because we're trying to find Nicole because Nicole is not answering any of her messages, which is weird.
Yes.
We know that they've done something to her, and I feel like she's in a cage somewhere in the back, or they've put her to sleep, or something's going on. They shipped her off. She's nowhere to be found. We don't know why. This guy somehow decided to come up, and he's, like, been taking over. So now we're like, where's Nicole? Ben is brave enough to go inside, and he follows the... I guess he would be, like, the commander person.
No, he's the commander.
Yeah. And he comes into a whole brand new wing of the military, where he finds the fact that they've been spying on them, and they printed out pictures...
So
which
many
is
pictures.
Weird.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I understand if you're going to watch the footage, you watch it. But, like, why are the pictures of different angles, like, necessary, you know, of, like...
It's odd.
And it's kind of, like, what are they... Like, I understand it's all research, but at the same time, some of it can be super creepy. And then we have... what else does he find?
He also finds the bones.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing from the grave, there's, like, a bunch of bones, like...
The bones are from...
The graves, right?
The graves, Helen's parents, which is kind of like, oh, my gosh... That they're totally, they can't test them. They have to do something, which makes me think, like, what are they going to do? You know, are they going to burn down the place? Like, or what's going to happen? Because the last time we thought it was going to be okay because Donna burned everybody and she, like, was able to go out and, like, just make it all happen. But now it's kind of like they have these remainings. They need to get them out. Donna's body is in there, and we totally like Donna's body is still like
intact,
and yeah, she still looks
pretty normal,
which is awful. And they're gonna find out that they already know that that's probably Donna because they have footage from the previous accidents that they had with her. And then the last one is Chris. You guys, I called this, like, back then. I think they cloned him, or maybe it's him, but the mermaid blood or, like, the gushes or, like, whatever happened because he did get an attack is, it's hurt, like, it went inside him and it's doing something. But it also, Chris also looked weird, so I'm not really sure.
So weird. Like, first of all, he was never that well put together in, like, real life. So he looks so well put together. I thought it was going to be Ben's dad. I don't know why.
Really?
I don't know. I just kind of thought. But then when I saw him, I was like, what the hell? But his accent is also different. I don't know if you noticed that.
His accent was different,
I was like, this is a complete different... His complexion, I think they're experimenting on him. They have
to be. I think so, too. Yeah. I don't know. It was weird. He's totally an experiment. We know that for sure because, I mean, he was sitting down in this military base watching...
Cartoons in black and white.
Yeah.
It was so awkward.
So... I guess we'll see. But there's so much, you guys. We'll have to do some predictions because I'm like, my next thoughts are going into predictions. But before that, we want to do our special segment that Carla has prepared for us.
We have our I Spy a Mermaid. And this week, it's from 1493 from the one and only Christopher Columbus. So he's one of our world explorers, one of the first.
Whoa, that scared me. I thought I was...
Water's rushing
at us. Yeah, I was like, what happened?
So when he was near the coast of the Dominican Republic, he sighted three mermaids. And unlike other world explorers, there was another world explorer called Captain Smith who claimed he saw three mermaids. And to him, they were beautiful, like majestic creatures. But Christopher Columbus says that they were not cute. They're pretty much masculine looking, not very attractive. And instead of kind of being intrigued, he was just unfazed by them because he had seen them in previous times, but never logged it. But now it's interesting because they think that what he saw was manatees. So it's a lot of interesting things. Yeah, it's weird. I wonder how, imagine that, like, if that was true, though. That's so crazy.
That is crazy.
And then to be unfazed by them, I'm like, you're seeing something completely different. And he just thought nothing of it.
But see, the thing is that it was a different time. And, like, now, I feel like now people get so easily amused by everything. It's like, I'm just like, okay, I get it. It's amazing. But there are certain things where, like, wow, you know, but imagine you're back then, there's no cell phones, and you just come across this, and, like, you've heard tales of it, because, like, there's probably older people that have talked to you about it, like, before it was all word of mouth, you know, and then you come across one, you're just like, oh, like, this is it, you know, because before, I think, like, before it wasn't necessarily like, oh, don't believe in this, now there's, like, all these things that have been invented, and, like, why... they're not real or whatever, but before I was kind of like, oh yeah, it's normal if you see one because there is one because there were so many stories of people seeing them, you know?
Yeah, or like the fact that he's even exploring the world, like anything new he saw was probably normal because he's seeing new things all the time.
Yeah,
you know?
So, that's true. Yeah,
yeah.
That's
crazy.
That's crazy. That's so cool. Well, on a different note, you guys, we do have some news and gossip for you, which
AfterBuzz TV News.
Which we are a little bit late on it because it was the premiere of it was last week. But if you saw the Mulan trailer, you probably saw a familiar face in it. Dr. Decker had to pass away in Siren because he went to go film Mulan. He is going to be in the new live-action Mulan movie that's going to be coming out soon. So you guys should go check it out because our Dr. Decker, Mr. Ron Yuan, is going to be there and we are so excited for it. Now let's get into some predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay.
You can start. First?
Okay. I think Ben is going to end up killing someone. I don't know who it is. I think maybe the guy. The guy that doesn't have a name that just
that
came
they,
in.
That they made it
that with? They're all mating with. I think he's going to hurt someone.
Mm-hmm.
I think... Oh, what do I think? Okay, I think he's going to hurt someone. I think Levi or Beth. No. Beth or the military have Levi. And I think Nicole's also been... She's been captured and they're probably just... I think she's not really... She wasn't really helping the case move fast enough and she was really in the way. I think they noticed like that she was on their side with like Xander and Ben and mm-hmm. all of them, so they had to get rid of her.
Mm-hmm.
Or imagine she's even dead, maybe. That'd be crazy. So I'm so extreme. Yeah, I think that's what I'm thinking.
I was like, okay. And my prediction has to do with Ben. I think he's going to get caught. Definitely. He's asking for it. He's totally going to get caught. And they're going to do some sort of, like, code red that's going to go around the whole military base. And Xander's going to see. And he's going to, like, automatically know. So he's going to be, like, he's going to book it out. And he's going to go tell the people that he's in danger. They're probably going to go in there and try and find him. They can't keep him in for too long because, like, Xander knows.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll probably have to go in there and free him. Maybe wherever they end up caging him or putting him in, he might be close to Nicole or he might see where Nicole is being celled at. But yeah, I don't know that Ben is going to walk so easily out of this. Everything that he's found, you know, it's a lot of information that could put him in a lot of danger. But other than that, we're totally going to, I think they're going to save the remainings of Donna and, like, her, the parents or something. They might make something up. I don't know. I don't really know.
I feel like there's so much going on that there's really no telling where any of this is going.
I know. And then also, now we know that for sure it was Nicole who told the military where the remainings were, because how else would they have known? You know, like, there's no way that they found it, which totally sucks.
Yeah,
but
that does. Yeah.
I mean, that's why they were like, she probably went against them. She was like, no, don't do this. And then she was like, bye.
Yeah. Or maybe she just, like, left town because she knew, like...
Or maybe she left town. I don't think so. I think she's definitely being caged somewhere. We're going to find out very soon. But until then, we'll have to wait till next week's episode, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us on another lovely Thursday. We will be here next week at 7 p.m. But before that, where can they find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram at Carla L. Contreras and Twitter at Carla_C.
And you guys can find me on Instagram at I am Carla Belchin. And of course, don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms at AfterBuzz TV. We'll see you guys next week. Ciao!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.